Bring to mind someone you believe has the capacity for feelings of profound love, kindness, compassion, and peace of mind. This might be a person in your life, someone you know, perhaps your mother or father, an aunt or an uncle, grandparents, a teacher, a good friend, or it could be a religious or historical figure that you admire, such as Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King, or it could be a divine being, such as God, Buddha, Allah, the Virgin Mary, Jesus, or a diffuse spiritual being or life force. So bring this person clearly into your mind. Now imagine that this being's mind is entirely focused on filling you with a feeling of love and peace. Imagine that their intention is to transfer their ability to feel peace, love, compassion, kindness into your mind. They want to pour this ability into your mind. And think that they do so without any judgment or requirement of you. There's no possibility of criticism. There's no expectation of how quickly or if you will ever be able to receive this. Imagine that they are filled with this feeling of wanting to pour their ability to have love and compassion into you, but there's no pressure of any sort or expectation on what will happen or how you will respond. Imagine also that they have absolutely perfect concentration on maintaining only thoughts of profound love in their minds and only thoughts of transferring this capacity for profound love into you. So they're not thinking about other people, other problems to solve, anything else. It's a completely clear and vast mind filled with profound love that's focused totally on the intention of pouring this ability to experience profound love and peace into you with no criticism, expectation, or judgment. So this is completely pure, unconditional love beaming into you with unbroken concentration for as long as you might need it. Think about that for a moment. Bring to mind someone you believe has the capacity for feelings of profound love, kindness, compassion, and peace of mind. This might be a person in your life, someone you know, perhaps your mother or father, an aunt or an uncle, grandparents, a teacher, a good friend, or it could be a religious or historical figure that you admire, such as Mother Teresa or Martin Luther King, or it could be a divine being, such as God, Buddha, Allah, the Virgin Mary, Jesus, or a diffuse spiritual being or life force. So bring this person clearly into your mind. Now imagine that this being's mind is entirely focused on filling you with a feeling of love and peace. Imagine that their intention is to transfer their ability to feel peace, love, compassion, kindness into your mind. They want to pour this ability into your mind. And think that they do so without any judgment or requirement of you. There's no possibility of criticism. There's no expectation of how quickly or if you will ever be able to receive this. Imagine that they are filled with this feeling of wanting to pour their ability to have love and compassion into you, but there's no pressure of any sort or expectation on what will happen or how you will respond. Imagine also that they have absolutely perfect concentration on maintaining only thoughts of profound love in their minds and only thoughts of transferring this capacity for profound love into you. They're not thinking about other people, other problems to solve, anything else. It's a completely clear and vast mind filled with profound love that's focused totally on the intention of pouring this ability to experience profound love and peace into you with no criticism, expectation, or judgment. So this is completely pure, unconditional love beaming into you with unbroken concentration for as long as you might need it. Think about that for a moment. Now open your mind to the idea of receiving this love and ultimately having your mind become the same as this vast, loving, and peaceful mind which is contemplating you. So just imagine that it's possible. Open your mind to the possibility that your mind can become the same as the mind that is contemplating you. Now mentally ask the envisioned being to help transform your mind into a mind filled with profound love. So imagine saying whatever you might say to ask for this kind of help from this being. And then imagine that they respond to your request for help with pleasure and happiness, and they agree to help you. Imagine the words that they would say back to you. Now, form an intention that at some point in time, with practice, your mind will come to mirror the mind of love you have envisioned. Say to yourself that you have the intention of developing a mind of greater compassion and kindness. Now, scan your body and mind and let go of any tension or anxiety that you feel, as if a fist releases its grip and unfolds into a relaxed and open hand. So just let the muscles go, let the inner tension go, just let it go. Now transfer your attention to what's going on in your mind and let any thoughts you have slip away as if they were clouds passing in the sky above, or bubbles rising and evaporating into the air. Don't follow your thoughts. They're there, but just let them pass by. Don't grab on. Let them go for a while. It's okay to have them. Can't stop them, but let them just rise on up and by. Now bring to mind, in aggregate, everything you have ever enjoyed, desired, or found pleasing. Take a few things that you especially like. It could be food, experiences, things you wish you had. And then just relax your grip on these thoughts and feelings and imagine them floating up and out of your mind and eventually disappearing entirely into the sky without a trace. We can let them go for just a little while. Now that you've taken a few of these thoughts about things that are very pleasing to you, gather more and more of them together, just everything you really love, wish you had, do have, and really enjoy, just let them rise up and out. Just let go of it for a while. In the same way, bring to mind your negative emotions, thoughts, and experiences. So think of some things that make you angry, things that experiences that you really do not like, bumpy, disruptive feelings. Imagine that they just drop away from you and your mind is clear of it. Now, gather up all of your negative emotions and thoughts and feelings and things that you really dislike. And imagine that they somehow are rendered insubstantial and harmless, and they drop away from you in one quick motion, sinking deep into the earth, in a way that doesn't harm the earth and leaving no trace or residue in your mind. So we have a clear mind now, nothing you're desiring, nothing you're avoiding or disliking, no thoughts that you're running after, no tension or gripping in your body. Now imagine that all of your pores open to receive the loving mindset of the person or being that you imagine is contemplating you. So they all gently open up. You're quite relaxed. It's completely safe to open up like this. Think that you can invite and receive this peaceful, loving mind that you're envisioning into your mind through a point between your eyebrows, often called the third eye. Now lower your eyes and relax them. And feel the area between your eyebrows gently opening. And then shift your point of perception as if you can see through this window between your eyebrows. You can see the loving being who is contemplating you and who has the intention and the wish to pour their ability to have a compassionate and peaceful and kind mind set into your mind. Now imagine that this third eye is especially designed to see and receive peaceful, loving thoughts and energy. See the loving being who is contemplating you with unbroken, perfect concentration and feels profound love and compassion for you with no expectation. That you can see this being through this third eye. You have opened all the pores in your body and can receive this loving being's mindset into yourself in this way. Don't strain to maintain this visualization. Don't strain to look or use any effort in any way to actively draw anything into yourself. Just relax and trust. Open yourself up. Perceive the being and allow yourself to receive. Let your mind become one and the same with the loving and peaceful presence you have envisioned. That's good.